I like the anarchy, which I'll give you the first thing I'll read is the epigraph to this book, London Bridge, which I think kind of relates to what you've just been saying. It's from Ornette Coleman, and it goes, "All you had to know was the answers." This book is based in a particular geography around southeast London. And where we live is a place called Telegraph Hill, which was used and is still used as a kind of navigation point for aircraft. On Telegraph Hill, Dornier, Heinkel, Junkers, an ME-110, Q from Calais to northwest Kent. Fast shapes sweep time, delayed piston, thunder, wine over suburban Surrey, down Sussex Downs. St. Paul's their hub, circling the swarm begun to storm. Big black splashes darken paving stones, soon a downpour, black cloud of Ruskin's nightmare, Denmark Hill to Brantwood. The rum rum rum, the rum rum rum, the rum rum rum, click. The washing machine ends its cycle. Families sit late, sunlit on stripy deck chairs, heads swiveled up, eyes swimming to the late summer showers, rows of shiny business class, criss-cross sight lines with flight paths in secret crosshairs, feel their way down the spokes and invisible corridors of power to Heathrow, landing safe as houses. Out of the airport lobby, the mad dash to the next working lunch. This book was originally going to be called The New Anthology of English Poetry. There's a kind of a series of poems that end with lines by famous English poets. And also some have titles by famous English poets. And this is called Ode on a Grecian Urn. I'm wearing odd socks, nobody can tell, but I know. When a glider tug struggles against the jet stream to the high blue yonder, its message clearly, jungle nights at Eden, Monday to Thursday, bold and glowing in aerial, the drone then recedes. Mr. Genius is comfortable enough, leaning forwards against infinity, or God knows what, bursting through his Mr. Genius t-shirt. The juggling Mr. Ezra Pound cycles the towpath on his trike, mistaken for Nike. And Michelle's eyes, more distant than the distant stars, the light notation of once present shadows, now a single thin and slight radio wave. Isn't nature wonderful? She being a phone call away and sweet as a drop-down menu. She leans back on the veranda, sipping the sparkle from her mineral water to kick off her flat shoes as speedboats skip past like flat stones. The synchronicity of it. So chance and procedure are file sharing with truth and beauty. To see how things go is one incredible finishing line and all you need to know. In New Cross Gate, where I live, the main bus services are the 53 and the 172. And this is a poem about an experience I had on that, including the last two lines. Both buses drive down the A2, which is the trip that Chaucer's pilgrims took from London to Canterbury. A 53 or a 172. Breathe in the shape of an ice cube as the inspector flashes a white gold ring. Dad wears a black singlet, one stop, then home. silver Nikes for the kids. Some sit, some prefer to stand, some shout. Indices, flapping arms up and down the Old Kent Road, where the action is. Performance in international and local markets, split dividends, so the question stands like a beggar, and the rude girls go, do 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 do. Chaucer. He can make you say anything, that Chaucer can. Talk it up, chatting shit. And that is a quotation from two of these girls who are on the top deck of the 172 it was that day. That obviously just engaged with great literature. Fly by night. Badly constructed 50s and 60s semis. Street to street, bomb damage up the hill home. 111 signature. Noses like zeppelins. We need dates, times. Then days, wave after wave after cold front. The bad weather and twin-engined blue bottles. Crystal mandibles. Children's noses flat to the bow window, crushed to the same degree of terror and the same chipped smiles of 1940. What made the newspapers? I'm going to end this bit. This is kind of like Taking Colts to Newcastle, but here's a version of a poem by Apollinaire. And I've called it Auburn Stunner, so it's a very, very loose translation of the pretty redhead, which is how normal people would translate it. I'm standing here in front of you all, a man of sound mind, knowing life and of death equal to what any other citizen might know. Enduring the ups and downs of love, persuading others occasionally of his ideas, knowing a multitude of tongues, travelling far and wide, who saw the war in the artillery and the infantry, fragment through the skull, trepanned under chloroform, losing all his good comrades in the unspeakable bloodbath. I know the old and the new as only a lonely man is able to know. So let's not fuss today over this war, between us and between our mates. I'll be the judge of this interminable argument, the formal versus the free form, order versus adventure. Your mouth fashioned in the mirror of the one true God's mouth, which is the one order. Be gentle as you measure us against the fops of perfect orderliness. We live life as variously as possible. We are not your adversaries. We want to offer you huge and foreign lands where the exotic flower gives itself to those who want to pick it. In that place, there are new sparks of colours never seen, 1,000 indeterminate ghosts who insist on reality. We want to explore goodness, the bountiful, enormous country of peace. Then there's time, one can ignore or embrace. Pity us who tirelessly resist at the borders of endlessness and of that to come. Pity us for our errors, pity us for our wrongs. Here strides the midsummer season of violence, and my innocence is dead where the spring is late. O sun, this is the time of the burning of reason, and I'm waiting, so I will inevitably track the aristocratic and comely profile, which she traces to entice me to love her alone. She floats nearby and reels me in as filings in magnetic fields. She has that ruby charm, totally gorgeous coppery fuzz. Her hair blazes golden, a long-lasting light bursts or flares in slow motion as the tea roses are lost. But laugh at me, you men all over this nation, but particularly all you locals. There are countless tales I dare not share, countless tales you won't allow me to share. Pity me. Thank you very much.